Okay, then let's look at the agenda. Approval of the minutes. First of all, the agenda. Can we adopt the agenda? Everyone in favor? Ms. Bassett?
Yes.
Okay. Do you need a motion for that, Susan?
No, that's good.
Just as it is, good, okay. Minutes, we're going to go through them. So perhaps we can accept them, and then we'll go, and then we'll go off from there. Suzanne, that's okay. Do you need a motion?
Yes, I should have been with the agenda.
Okay. Yeah, they were actually.
Yeah, I'm a bit.
You did press it, I think. Yep, okay. We're going to go through them, individually, so. Okay, do we need a motion for 7 minutes?
Yes.
Yes. Peter, one. Correct, seven, they're off, sorry. Okay, recommendations to council, I don't think there have been any public, girls, thanks for the note. So, I suggest then that we just go through the minutes, again, if there's, I think, business arising, and just as a good reminder of what we, do. Okay, photography, we don't need to display the sign, but, the photographers would like to have just a little badge, saying something like beach day photographer or something, just so that they could know where they would feel more comfortable. Now, you shouldn't have to use the order set on the day with a set of badge saying, you know, beach day or no logo.
It's a little name, like a name tag.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a.
Who is they? I thought it was just David Cotton.
Yeah, he's gone to the photography club too.
What's that?
Yeah, he's a member of the club, so he's got two or three other members who said,
oh, that's you. Yeah, okay.
And so there'll be two or three or four of them, take a photograph.
Okay, so just saying photographer, we don't want their names on it.
I don't think so. We should have any beach day on top.
Yeah, you had it on the logo.
With a logo.
Quality or, yeah, official photographer.
Okay.
Okay. Just that, then we won't use names, we'll give it to them. They're okay. With that, understand. Okay, food vendors. Well, what is your area of expertise?
Well, we have, confirmed the smokies.
So smokies?
Yeah, they'll be there.
How are they getting vaping here?
Well, you know, there's different places. We've got two prospective locations for smokies. So, yeah, I was intended to put them on the pavement where they were last year, all of the ice cream drinks.
And the ice cream?
And the ice cream greens.
Exactly.
They both confirmed. Now, down by the stage, in the stage in the left, which is the space of time to create some buildings.
Not here?
Yeah, we have, the ice cream people from Arsville, Island Suits.
Island Suits?
Suits.
Okay.
And also the Island Pasta fellow has expressed an interest in it.
I hear it's really good.
Yeah, it's not getting much business, but yes. I mean, it's still early. Island Pasta, Island Grown Pasta.
Okay.
Now, the question I have there that you guys can educate is, there's a ton of grassy space over there. And I think it's curve up onto the grass, isn't it?
Yeah.
We have handlers, so I'm suspecting they may have to position themselves on the pavement.
Yeah,
I think that's very, yeah.
Facing the beach, but yeah. So they're part of it. You're good with that?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay.
Yeah, and that'll be down by our stage?
Yeah, well, between the stage and the dumping.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, it's sort of being no man's land in there for a while. We're trying to create, and maybe put a few tables out in front to create on the grass. So that'd be a nice building, actually.
Yeah.
Now, the intent was to split up the food as well, so we're not only blessed and competing with each other.
Okay.
Now, on the other, you know, we placed a lot of emphasis on the shore previously, and I haven't done that so much other than let them know when the timing was. They seem to do just fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're not looking for our help and they're not offering.
As long as you don't bother their operations,
yeah, if we overloaded the other things, but I don't see them being pure in competition.
Yeah.
But it's a different offer.
Okay. gives us up this, the shading and the shawl.
Yeah, of course, I know you were going to cut the farm with the
shading,
but somehow I left my shading. I'm happy to look after the score.
Yeah, and you got the answer. Okay, so this is done. Okay, anything else on food?
No, I think that's enough. I'm going to do it.
All right. Shuffle servers, that's great. We've got that confirmed. Thanks. Thank you there. Volunteers, well, we're talking about getting some sports teams.
Yeah, you know, were we talking about the Linus or KSS football players? And I'm happy to take that on. You know, they're pretty good on that sort of thing because I'm a profile. And maybe there's opportunity for slight contributions to their
probably the school that they have staffed here in the summer. They're on.
You're right about that.
And tracking them down, they want me to come to the fall, they're back at the team. So we'll see how it goes. But
well, on the other side of it, the RDM leadership is the same kind of thing.
Budget, Mosaic. Is there a confirmation from Mosaic or just a
we have a confirmation from
them.
You had a contact with the doctor at Nile Creek to follow up with?
Yep. Okay, then.
And are they interested in
The fellow I met at the Urban Sleep Festival, he unfortunately wasn't available on that day. He was going to ask around, but I would guess that they had a good display at that festival. And I thought, well, if you're there, why don't you come here? He was quite open to it. He knew about the issue, but his schedule was complicated. So he said, oh, he'll follow up again on a few of these, because they're in that kind of, they confirm the category and just confirm that he either is or is not. So that's why I've got these volunteers.
He came all the way around, but he heard what we heard from the book. Now, Randy, have we either got money? Have we got money from Mosaic yet?
I'm trying to, we're pretty sure it's staff, so I've been trying to get an invoice out to them. So that hasn't been done yet. But there is an email out there requesting it. Yeah. David, sorry, what's the name of that organization you were talking about? Nile Creek?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say Nile Creek? For a grant? For funding?
Well, that's where he met that fellow from Mosaic.
Oh, from Mosaic. Okay. Yeah. I thought there was something else happening that I wasn't aware of. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. So, first aid confirmed. So that's together. So we've got them on the list.
Did they, back to that again, they were looking for a donation. Did we submit an invoice to the town to do that?
I requested it. I haven't heard about it yet.
Okay, and I forget whether the invoice was generated by them or whether we were just going to. The town needs paperwork, right? That's the question.
Yes. Yeah. I'll have to look back into my emails. I can't remember exactly.
Okay, well, what I thanks. Thank you.
Okay. Ken, do you want to investigate Mid Highland Co-op?
Yeah, I put an application in. I'm just waiting to hear back.
Great. Super. Thank you.
They responded and said, we'll review it.
And we'll see how they respond, because I think they're very much into kind of choosing and proving that activities, you know, rather than events for their state. I mean, that's why.
Yeah.
But thank you. You don't need to foundation logo, nothing to do that. Oops, so that's not a fashion event. And then my Mike's not here, he's going to contact Kite Flyers, but that was the next year anyway, so that's not a big issue. And then we have the entertainment schedule, which you can talk about now if you want, Ken.
Belly Dances are confirmed, the Foggers are confirmed, and Neela, the Hawaiian dude, is up to be here. John is in between the Foggers. I think he'll come on right after the Foggers.
Yeah. And what's the last name?
John Stone. John Stone. They eat the children. And then after our Hawaiian guy will be the village choir, is it? Ukulele group.
Oh, the Berwick.
Yeah, the Berwick group.
Okay.
What do they call themselves?
Oh, yeah.
Sing and
Strings and things. And I'll get you a completed schedule later this week.
Okay.
David, his name is Ian Johnstone.
Ian Johnstone.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what, oh, that's why I got John and mixed up. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I think they're in for a half hour session.
Half hour. Our Hawaiian guys do it 2 1-hours, so it'll, we're full.
We start right at 11.
You know how punctual she needs to be, and so she will start right at 11 o'clock precisely.
Is that okay, because there's not going to be a lot of people down there?
Well, we're full. You know, from 1 to 3, we don't have a whole lot of
free. Yeah.
Yeah. 11 to 4.
11 to 4.
12.
Oh, right. Sorry. 12 to 4. And the, but the shuttle starts at
11:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just new here. 12 to 4.
Yeah.
They moved around.
That's the event.
That's the event.
Last year it was 11 to 3. This year the high tide is a little later.
Yeah.
Or the low tide.
Yeah, so I'll start the right away at you with the cloggers and then go from there.
Yeah. Can I just go over the schedule? Like, cloggers are off at half an hour starting
at 11? 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
And they'll start at you, the event starts at you.
Then you probably go longer than that. You know.
She doesn't work. She does 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, you've been in touch with her, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now.
And then the belly dancers will follow right after.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to start at noon. So opening remarks for the mayor and the chief of comment would be usually just before that, chief of comment. Well, the nation of mayors is just keeping up with the comment. We think so. The last thing when I got here is in the night, we just had chief of comment.
Yeah. Usually that's been the case. I mean, the mayor will probably be there, but he's definitely still there. And you don't care what you say much.
Okay. So, chief of comment is one of his masterful speeches.
Okay. Look, we got Michael here on Zoom.
Oh, so 3, 12 to 4.
Okay. 12 to 4.
Yeah. Okay. And Dave, when did you come up with a schedule for the stage presentation? So, I mean, we're going to do that sometime.
Ken's going to provide that. Yeah. For all of us.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, next meeting, maybe?
I'll have it later this week.
Okay.
Now that I've confirmed everybody.
Yeah.
The pipe band is away.
Yeah.
And so they can't do that.
So, the roughly belly dancers for 10 minutes, cloggers.
10 minutes. I give 15 minutes each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, time to set up, and then they call down.
15 to 10.
Yeah. Ian's 30 minutes, 2 30 minute sets. And the wine guy's 2 1-hour sets. And then the strings and things, I said, it's like probably 15 minutes again.
They could probably go a little longer, but that's what time we have.
Yeah. So Ian's doing one, and they're doing another one later on, so he'll come in, and then Anella will come.
Yeah.
And then it'll be Ian again, and then okay.
15 minutes.
Yeah. 15 minutes.
Is it after 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want 30.
Is it up to 30? So if we give them a time, then they're allowed up to 30 minutes, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Whatever time you feel.
Yeah.
You have available.
Hi, Michael.
Who's there?
Oh, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Oh, there he is. Yeah.
We're just going through the schedule for the stage, Mike, and we've got everything will work out, just got the allocations of time. So Yeah. Yeah, Tandy, so cool. If you can read it in Welsh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just write all that down.
Okay. All right. Okay. And that's good. Okay, let me see here. Lonnie had you mic on for next year, which is the Kite Flies of BC, right? That's the next year issue, so. Okay. Yeah. New dump tank operation.
Well, the previous one is away this year.
Yeah.
I know. So good. So I've approached the Dashwood fire department. Feel very expensive. All of them will be there. Who's still your city quote? So I've got a role there, so that I can. Failing that, that's an ideal opportunity for the Ravens Hunt and swing.
Yes, yeah. What? It'll be, yeah.
I've sent two emails, and if you have a date, I better stop by.
Yeah, they were the ones who contacted us.
They were, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe one person they can call, they do want.
So it's just nice to be getting out there to walk into the school.
So we need to make sure we follow up on that for the next meeting. Yeah. And then, 3 days for hunting, that's a big on the day.
Yeah, we scrambled last year to have the product.
Yeah.
So that's something we've been advanced to
work in. Time in advance.
How much of that do you want here?
Like 20 to 30 would be nice.
Oh, more than that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's minimal. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they're kind of these tight, they're used to
that. Yeah. Just something.
Yeah. The rest you can take home. I mean, you'll have the dirt for a while.
I have to wash myself.
Okay, so I'll
fairly. Okay. Okay. Bandit, I think we found the bandit. It was a frantic hunt. It was discovered folded the wrong way.
Yes. Yeah, we found the banner. I've had a new deco made up for the date. So that just needs to be attached to the banner and it's ready to go.
It's ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Shovel advertising on the Facebook page.
I believe that was done. Yeah, I think Bernie added that information.
Okay. And, Mike, radio coverage. Any more developments with that?
Yep, actually I've got confirmation from both the Beats and the Lounge that Jake will be at the event and they will be broadcasting live from Beach Day.
Oh, super. Okay. Well, we can come back to that when we talk about playoffs. Hopefully put them down here for the RCMP and Fire and Rescue. That down at the end close to the Beach Washrooms. That'd be a good. Where were they last year?
They were actually just on the other side of the information table we had next to the washrooms.
Okay.
Next to the shuttle drop-off, I believe.
Okay. Well, we can come back to that when we go over the layout then. Okay. Thank you. TGV News regarding the rat advertisements.
Okay, I talked to the editor, or the publisher, Teresa Bird. They will be going ahead with it again this year. And, they'll be working with us, again, looking for some leads. They've lost some of their advertising people that chase down leads. So, but they are willing to, again, do what they've done in previous years. They just want, a bit more help from us, pointing them in the direction as to, possible sponsors for the page. The page cost will be about $3,200 for the wrap. Which they've always looked after the cost by getting advertisers. So we've never had to be, to pay for it. It's just, just kind of make sure everybody's on the same page here.
Well, we usually do a bottom banner.
Yeah.
And then normally there's enough of us to I would say you can count on probably at least four individual ones.
Yeah.
So one on at the bottom plus four individual ones offered by our colleagues at the tables. How many are there on the circuit, you know? 12?
I wasn't involved in it last year.
No.
Yeah, I'd have to look because there's the things in the middle, there's the banner. I think QF did the big print. Well, I can't remember now.
And the town usually does, I think the town usually, small admin.
Oh, here we go.
One, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Chamber did one, 7. QF8009.
Yeah. And you can remember a few of the people in the office too.
Yeah.
Nine.
Okay. So we've got
9 and 10 probably.
Yeah. I was doing. So it sounds like we have 5 or 6, you know, already likely. So we're only short 3 or 4 more.
Yeah.
So that's a good start.
Number one.
Oh, looks like
the wildlife
center.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did sources have one? No. They gave us money though last year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who chases the advertising sale? You need another 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Whoever.
You
want to.
Whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah, whoever has the
Tom Whitfield used to do.
Yeah, but he felt that we had to do it. But when I got kind of roped into it, it turned out that when I talked to the newspaper, to the editor, she said, well, yeah, give us who you've got, but they would chase down the remains, and they only had to chase down a couple of extras.
Mm.
Yeah. Because that was a big deal before, and it really isn't as big a deal as it was made out to be. Because, yeah, like I say, we've gone through there, and we've already got probably 2/3 of the case.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, how does that correspond to what you heard in your recent conversation?
I'm sorry, it was jumbled up. I couldn't hear it all, but it sounds like you got some leads, and I'm sure we can, I'm not too sure Lori Hogue is still there, because she used to go out and be the bird dog that found all these great leads for us.
But we only sent it over, like last year, I think I gave them a list of all the people that wanted to be involved from previous years, and they just sent out first of when we went. So I think they had to source maybe less than 1/3 of the spaces last year. Like, through paper, we supplied them with all the rest of it. So.
Yeah, and I think the thing we forget sometimes is that they lost a lot of their history from 2 years ago with the fire. So that's why they put that little adder in for us to, you know, again, it's just to update the list to make sure we get as many folks they can reach out to advertise in the paper.
Perhaps you or Ken could work together and give Mike a list of.
I can give a list of who's done it in the past. Said I needed to step back from being the one that was.
Just to see what it looks like there in scope. Maybe if you think you can line up the 4, see more.
Well, I think pretty easily. I can think of at least, well, myself, Vivian usually does it. I think Lois did it last year. It doesn't take much to get a few of those together. We always get the banners, so that's a big chunk of it right there.
And then we've got the challenge one, so that's another one. So that's about 5. And there's only 9 spots, you said?
Well, there's about 10.
10. So we've got 5 of the 10 already lined up. Well, it's a good start, so we could tell the TTV News that the remaining 5. And I guess with the likely prospects. QF, did QF did it last year?
Yeah, I think they took one of the big ones. So it's usually not a good deal to get it.
Yeah, shouldn't be a problem. So what we need to do to make that, and what do they need it, Mike? So they need to get it a few weeks in advance, right?
Yeah, they usually like to try about the beginning of July, just so they've got lots of time.
Yeah. So we've actually got time to do it at the next meeting, right? To actually see what's left over and do a quick live poll. So 5 or 10 we've got in hand, 5 to go.
Yeah, so I can get you a list of people that will say I'll connect for next meeting.
Yeah.
At least at the start.
Yeah. Is that okay, Mike? Does that make sense? To get the ball
in the chair, yeah, that's a great plan.
Yep, okay. Tina, does your group want to have a role to play? Do you want to buy these spots? Not putting you on the spot or anything, but you can think about it.
Yeah, I will. How much is a spot? $100?
I think it was more like 170 or something for the smaller spot.
We have it. Okay. Listed as one of the sponsors, our major sponsors last year, on the back.
Hmm.
Okay, well, I'll check with Howard on that, and then I'll get back to you.
Yeah, you can look at all the I think we're going to want to look like that. Because that would be something, Michael, if you're who you've been talking to at the paper, if they could give us a price list.
Yeah, no, I'll get their rack sheet page. That'll have all the rack with all the pricing on it.
That'd be great. If you could even get that to me before next week, that would be great. Because then I can try and bug people at our community meeting to visit the people.
Yeah, no, I'll do my best to get that for you.
And we can send Tina a copy too, in case she has as part of her question about how much it's going to cost and what would they get for it. So. Okay, super. Okay. Nanoose Billboards. Ken, you had an idea about Nanoose Billboards.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that across with our GA committee on the board in a month.
Okay.
Okay. It's the digital board.
Yeah. Let them know. Okay. See how it takes up. Thank you. Facebook again. They didn't have any, so I didn't punch that with them. We did talk about it once, I guess. Facebook, we updated it. That's all we did.
Right. That's good.
Okay. Power and water. Okay. These can make the Janine shirt closing the TV part of the charging station. Cycling. People rest the break that next up. I mean, one of the great ones you get a portable bicycle, but we don't know where to go. You have to use a part of the bicycle there. Oh, lovely new bicycle path, right?
Yeah. Well, I saw a post that they had how many bicycles showed up to the air show in Como.
Oh.
It's like a field.
How did they store
it? Well, that's the thing, but maybe they would know how.
Yeah,
she was in the
poll. Right.
Yeah, she
didn't. She didn't. Well, just to see whether it was not. She's not here. She's on vacation. She's on unemployment.
So, but it can be said that she was. We were thinking of the space beside the new bike path area, and then maybe use the new crosswalk.
Yeah.
And yeah. That would be aligned with transition and all that.
Yeah.
I just don't know how.
But we have to.
The rail? Oh, she can have something, right? And people have to rock their bikes to it. Yeah.
Those jacks where you put the tire in.
Yeah. Yeah, they will tend to fall over the rail.
If you can have a railing or something along those lines, at least make it difficult for someone to steal about it.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll leave it until Janine is back next time to talk about some ideas of how to make that.
But there's really not a very much room on that side, is there, on the south side?
No, but if you put the bikes parallel to it, then what you're doing is you're starting an offer, let's say, for people to get there.
Mm.
This started with the fact that parking will be curtailed compared to last year.
Yeah.
So how do we
apply it? Some kind of rack, there's just not enough room on that side.
Well, but if you just put, I guess what I'm envisioning is a railing, portable and otherwise, a temporary thing where you have the props, you have the supports, and you have a railing, you would give something, and then it would move the bike, it wouldn't take any space on the trail. So you'd move it over, you'd fasten your bike to that portable railing, and provide some security for people. But it wouldn't take up space.
Kind of run it alongside the rail and tie it right up.
So the path just remains here, and you can just move it off to the side. Okay. And it would also make it easier for transportation of if we had those somewhere, transportation of the poles to support people.
So let's leave that on the agenda for next meeting, because, and then we'll talk to the team on feedback. We've got time to get that finalized. Okay. Let me see.
I suppose on that failing map, there could be some space over in that, in the parking area next.
Yeah, I think there'd be space over around the first aid time in Canada. I don't know if you're saying.
Yeah, even further over now.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, depending on how it's touching. Okay. Speed watch. My speed watch is on, right? I talked to them, I think. Yeah, you gave me the name, and I confirmed.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've actually, I've spoken to them, and they've already got things in place, and I've already spoken to the Mounties about putting reduced speed signs up.
Yeah, okay. Let me see. Cups or Agro?
No, either for it. They have their own.
Have their own. Okay. There you go. Okay. Cherish some black and white potty rentals.
Those have been ordered.
Ordered. Okay. Yes. Done. Excellent. Okay.
How many? 45.
45 chairs. Yeah. Plastic folding chairs. There's a hunt going on for any plastic chairs in town.
I don't know what came up there.
Okay. We'll see what comes up the next time. Next meeting will be the final, we'll put another 6 weeks, but not bad. We've got time for it. T-shirts, okay, we've got t-shirts, so we can come up with that. And we'll take that here. And that's it. That's the minutes in the meeting. So, we can now go back to the agenda.
When the chairs are going to be delivered and picked up?
We will be picking them up on the Friday, I think.
Okay.
And then returning them on Monday.
Who's we?
Parks Department.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so I asked Randy to put the event map on because it'll kind of lay things out for us, how people are getting to jail. So this spriggle is the map. And it just follows the layout that we used last year, which is the country. And so pretty much the same. We've got the food down here, and we get the salt smokies and ice cream green on the parking lot. The shore, the shuttle, same location as last year. Bicycle rack maybe could be here, or it could be across the road, as I suggest. First aid is here, and MAGWA, because they have to be attached to the portable water supply. So that will be the same thing there. We'll sign to lock off the EV pump in there this year, so that maybe put the first aid spot right in the corner of it, so we don't get confusion about that. Now, displays. Mike, I've got RCMP and Traffic Watch. Are they coming together? Is that what happened last year?
I don't think this is here.
Yeah, they're going to be together.
Okay,
at one site.
Right, I bought them, as you suggested, right next to the disabled parking area, right next to the washrooms.
It gives us our built-in security and helps keep the washroom parking lot free.
Should we put fire and rescue next to it as well? Or do they need more space? Are they going to have their big spots?
They usually do that. They were a late addition last year, if I recall. We put them in within 2 or 3 weeks of this.
Yeah.
And they were a little further east.
Yeah.
But I was
thinking that RCMP Fire and Rescue are coming to the collegial, workers at the next year to group them, or also better to put them down towards the dump tank. If you can ask them.
They hand out little fire hats.
They just hand out little display with hats, right?
No, I think that is a separate thing, but I don't know why I think that, there's different offers, different. So they get lost, but I don't see me putting it up that side.
We'll come back to that. I put on-site radio here, but Mike, is that the best location? We all put them over on the other side by First Aid, which is the better place to be. Do you have a sense?
Well, the thing is with the audio there, they can't have feedback. So if they're too close to the stage, the entertainment stage, that would create a bit of a back feed problem for them. So they can be a little bit further. Again, that's why it was good when on the other side of the washroom where they had a bit of a dead zone.
Okay, well, that's fine. We'll do that. We'll put the radio over here and give them the same spot as last year. Okay. And now, if we've got small space in there, I was going to start putting, just beginning to run out. I just ran out here. I just kind of, in order, the shellfish, and then RDN water slot, NDIHES, DCCF, Conservation Foundation. In other words, grouping the environmental groups together and then migrating into more of the fun stuff, the kites and fossil fun, mineral science, and then the dump tank castaways. I just kind of rolled it right out as we did last year. We're going to use the whole space this year, make sure that we create everything well out so we utilize the whole space. So that's basically, and I put, Tina, I put sources in the fun stuff because you're doing tattoos this year.
We've got, actually, we're going to do the temporary tattoos. We're handing out little mini bubbles. And we're doing a little, well, I shouldn't say little. We're trying this at Family Day this Sunday, a photo booth. So we have a staff person's partner create this huge frame. And I've ordered a whole bunch of little props. And so the families can stand behind there. And then we use their own cell phones. Like, we're not using taking pictures with our stuff. And we can take photos for them on their cell phones for them.
Okay, good. So,
there's three different things going on. So,
So you're definitely in that front end of the activity as opposed to the environmental end, which is good.
Yeah, definitely the fun people.
Yeah. Okay, so the ones we have next to be concerned are the Raven Song, the name and the company, we don't know. Pacific Sounds Foundation, I've contacted them, they haven't got back to me, so they're probably the two late years to get books, which is my guess, but I'll post them. Ocean Networks, the group I met 2 months ago, same thing. They were interested, but they haven't confirmed, so I'll be poking them in the next week or two, just to say yes or no. Shot Display, Shot Display, and that is, it depends on the availability of the shot. So that was just remaining to be confirmed. North Island Wildlife, I think Peter was confirmed, dependent on staff.
I think she's
So that may be.
They're about doing it, but yes.
Yeah, he's known, you know, a few weeks in advance.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So I think we'll close it.
I will follow up in a moment.
Yeah, not surprised, but we'll need to know by, you know, by the end of June to help you. Yeah. Melner Gardens.
Melner, Emily, which is a contact, has left a number of messages and just no reply. I'm guessing no.
Well, I'm getting no here. I had the same response from the Rock and Jam group.
Yep.
That's from them, and they didn't respond. So, it's a new president, they passed an answer silent. So I just go, okay, fine, I'm not responding, no problem. So then I'll come in for the notes here.
We'll put that on.
Okay. You have to call them?
I can mark them.
Well,
I'll call them.
Okay, sure. I mean, I've tried several times for this. I'm not getting any response at all. So I'm not a good stuff. And then Mosaic, as I said, you know, I think probably not likely. So I suspect the only one here, depending upon the spaciousness of that. Okay. We might have a Rock and Jam on this year.
Yeah. Through the chair.
Yeah.
Just curious. When we talked to Chief Racoma, have we asked him if they want to put a tent or a display at the event?
We have previous years. And it's a staffing issue for them as well, being a Sunday, and it's just hard for them to do the work. But, I mean, certainly the indication is always there. We'd love to have them.
Yeah, we have tried in the past, like several times, but they're a very small group of people, really, and they have limited capacity. I know they were at Family Day with their childcare center last year.
Yeah.
Which is a very specific business opportunity for them. But it's not the same kind of menu, so.
I even went in person and invited them. But still left.
Yeah.
Mike, what would you see them displaying there?
Well, I think they, I mean, again, they could use it as kind of a promotional thing for their campground, of course, their new gas station, but more just, you know, how Indigenous are involved in day-to-day life, and again, you know, it could be an opportunity then for perhaps selling, t-shirts or just something, just to help them, help promote and bring them, even more into the community so that they feel like, they're not just coming here to open it. They're actually there to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty hard to engage on unless it's very, very, focused. I should have been asked in the past. It's a time and resource issue, I think, for that. So,
they have the culture kits that I've always thought would be, interesting if they brought some of those, or one or two examples of those for people to see. Because I think there is sort of that, the First Nations and then the environmental perspective and everything. I think it would be a good fit. It's just, it's edible.
I'm just wondering if Balkan, managers pay for resources. Well, they're part of the larger Mashalda. Their headquarters for Alberta.
It's pretty, you got to be very careful when you engage and approach First Nations under the current protocols. And you usually get in the hands of the town. It's usually, mayors, chiefs, and that's how the communication goes. And they'll make a decision. So we're going to tend to take the offer.
So if the chief were to suggest you go further up the ladder, then that's fine. Yeah. But otherwise, you just let it go. Okay. We go back into the Mosaic thing. The Mosaic had asked in return for their sponsorship for some sort of recognition on site. And Brandy, you were saying that there's no chance for a banner as such, right?
It's a
non-commercial event.
Yeah, I talked to Luke Sales about it, and he said us putting them down as a sponsor on our signs is basically what we do, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just thinking that another work on if they were to provide someone to staff a table and have the necessary information, obviously gave them that. They would have time in that case. If it happened to be unstaffed for a period of time, but they have the material there.
On the point, when you have a table, you've got the sign saying, wherever it is. Kane Shelley International,
I would hate to accept their money and just ignore a portion of their request.
Yeah. I think what we're looking for probably is some valued recognition. We can offer that in a variety of ways.
We do have the
list on. We've got
the other route.
Facebook page. Thanking all of our sponsors.
Yep. No level. And we may have discounted that, so I'll reinforce that.
Yeah. I mean, you're at the Mosaic. You had the Mosaic tent, right? The Mosaic. That's it. No big deal. I don't think it's a big deal for them. So they're just getting some kind of recognition. They will have recognition through the almost sent out in the highlands on this stuff. Yeah. Okay. Beach activities. We've got Catch and Creative on the Beach Day Club. I'm thinking maybe 12:30-ish for that. Low tides at noon, I think. And right around a little bit.
It's 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
No, I think it's earlier. I think you're right.
Yeah. So I guess he's going to ask. And I'm going to say, well, aim for 12:30. Knowing day will come when the day comes. Because, he'll be there in a force of nature. And so he's good. I did catch him at the River Nana Speech Festival. I actually got him to put it on his phone, on his schedule. He confirmed it with a reminder. So I think we've got Skydivers has signed on. They finally got back to me, and so of course they're coming. So the usual thing, we'll need to have that shuttle service I mentioned at the end. There was a volunteer we had last year. Did anyone know who that was? There's a volunteer driver who was really, and we rented a van, I think, for him to convey the shoe and farm.
Right, yeah.
So, for again, we'll
so talk. I can get on that.
Yeah, I'll get back to the skydivers and I'll see if this is confirmed that these people want that and get the details and then we'll follow up.
Brian O'Shaughnessy did that?
Could be.
I think it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Goodbye. He's done it for 2 years.
Okay.
He likes doing it. So, yeah, when he goes into the band.
I can contact him again if he is the guy.
Yeah.
I remember.
I do not remember. If that's the name you brought, it's probably
sticking in my head. Anyhow, I will contact
him. Well, just see if he's the guy and just say, see if he's going to do it again this year.
Just to confirm, low tide is at 1220 and 1.2.
Oh, super. Okay.
And so we've got a lot of runway for that. It's coming up to 8 feet at 40.
Okay, so 1230 is a good time then, because that's the low tide catching of those guys. Okay, so skydivers are on. Well, so you always get asked about when do they dive across the mountain. I don't know if you guys, but times at each of us. I mean, it's pretty hard to answer that one. It's the most common question I have. When do they land, brilliant ideas about saying whatever or whenever. Giant bubbles.
Giant bubbles and sandcastles.
Okay. Okay. Tina, you aren't doing anything on the beach this year, are you? No. Okay. And with last year, we didn't even give you a tip, which was kind of unkind of us.
Well, we do have this year will be self-sufficient. We have a big sources, tent, tables, chairs. Would be nice to buy a picnic table, and we're all ready to go.
You learned your lesson from dealing with us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good. Okay. All right. Super. Okay. I think then, what else we have? That's the event map. And I think if we, if anyone wants to, Randy, if you want to photograph this, it kind of is a good starting point for kind of the next meeting. Don't forget to eat it.
Right. Yeah. I'll take a picture.
Okay.
We'll see if we've found the print.
Oh, cool. Clowns. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Before you take it.
Yep, clowns, great.
On page painters, they're not a factor issue.
Well, I don't know a chat about that. I mean, there's a lady who showed up that I don't know, didn't take, she just called me. And she showed up, she's very good. She's in Vancouver. I didn't keep her time. So she might show up again.
Great.
But she might not. Well, we've got tattoos, so, and Tina's coming as a lady with tattoos. Apparently she's going to come with her body covered. In tattoos from top to bottom, so we're looking forward to that.
Yes. I think that face painter lady, she shared space with us last year, but I mean, I felt bad because, I mean, it's a lot for one person.
Yeah.
That's why we changed over to tattoos, because we had lineups in the past, and she had a lineup, so I don't think she had a moment's break.
Yeah.
So if she does ask to come, she should, maybe remind her to bring a couple people so she gets a break.
And also, it's actually an interesting thing. It ties up a lot of people in a line as well, and parents are stuck there with kids, and every kid wants to get their face painted. So
we're also going to have a little table for coloring too. I'm just going to have some pages there, and kids can color if they want a little break, and going to have a whole little section there, and they can keep themselves occupied for a while, so.
Okay, and you were going to try and track down
the
show garden. Yeah, he would come. So, he would go, I don't know, is he at the end here?
He was doing all over, but.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He did one in front of the water, he did, right, yeah.
Okay. That's good. So the pressures and where the skydivers will land, and that will depend on where the sand is. So at some point, as we could do before, they'll go and do a scan and see where in the beach they're going to land. Castaways, I'm not sure what they're going to do this year. It's definitely coming. And they usually do a fly fishing demo. But they didn't like last year when the beach is too far away. So I don't know what they have in mind this year. But they're definitely coming, and I guess we'll find out whether they're going to do anything on the beach. So I think that is
a replacement for Matt Creeper.
We don't need one.
The whole world.
No.
We don't need one.
No. We decided to do is
If I need them, I'll have to see.
Okay. So that's the event for us, that one. We need to focus on the fire, okay? Paul, what would you give us a contact? I'm going to be contacting all my contacts for sending them a call or email saying, just to remind you, here's the time, you know, just to keep it on their agenda, to make sure that they're talking and chase a few of the people who are not responding to me. I'm sure everyone else is doing the same thing. We talked about photography, we talked about food vendors, volunteers. The volunteers.
We'll face the football team, and
yeah.
You had mentioned the RDM leadership concept a couple of weeks ahead.
We would they never commit, but they will have come, right?
Yeah,
yeah they'll be here. I mean, but if it's neat, then they get a good report.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, but they can't commit for the source of the volunteers. They decide. They have a choice, and they say, we want to do this. So, sure, they've got to set up. If they're not, that's a different issue, because they really provide the value.
But we're also looking at one reason we're chasing after the football teams or whatever, is, you know, the before and after, the paving course day after they do, and Peter and myself, it would be nice to have some
coffee guys. With
big cars.
With big cars,
But I've got 3 or 4 people from Street Key to see all those comes to help. So I'm not worried about any volunteers. We'll do that. Next meeting, we'll, you know, start to put things together and decide how many we need. Budget, we'll just see what happens with some of the asks. Displays and vendors, we did that. Payment, we did that. Advertising, we talked about that. Tables, chairs, tents.
Well, we have 25 and we've got 75 here. How much is this for next time? But we should have enough.
We'll have
And especially the UMAX.
We've got our tents and we can fire our own tables for ours. So the next meeting we'll talk to go through where the people don't have tables or tents. I think that might be a good question to actively follow up. Do you need a tent or table or a chair? So I'll make a point of doing that by contacting my people. Alrighty.
Yeah, so we generally have used 2 tents for ours, so that leaves 8 tents beyond that. Right?
So you've got about how many, a lot of people have their own stuff, right? I mean, you've only got about 20 stories to see. So. Okay, round table, anything we've missed, need to discuss? Already. And I guess that is hot. Coming up to the hour, talk about an organized group. Unbelievable. Okay, so if we have a motion to adjourn. Oh, before we do that, next meeting. Date and time of the next meeting. How did I miss that? July.
It should be on the
18th.
June.
17th.
Yeah, June 17th.
June 17th, and
we'll be in the Brown Room again,
I think,
right?
Yeah.
What day of the week is that?
Monday.
Monday. And what time? Back to 9 and what's your
show? It's usually 10.
It was just because today was bumped from Monday to Tuesday.
Oh, right. So it's 10 a.m.?
Yeah.
Brown Room. Okay. And Gina, you can come and join us here, you know. It's a long drive from Foxville, but we'd like to welcome seeing you on Thursday, should you choose to attend. Mike's probably calling from Hawaii or something, so I won't press him too hard.
No, actually, I had eye surgery, so I can't drive for another 2 weeks yet, so.
Oh. Usually, the corner can be purple as you just put your lights on high and stop. And we understand. You just stay clear.
It's okay to drive by braille.
Okay, and there will be one final meeting after that, I think, because what will be the next meeting? Just out of curiosity. Should be a week before.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 15th of July. 15th of July.
Okay, July 15th. That would be perfect, right? That gives us the final kind of brush up, make sure there are no missing pieces. So June 17th, Aren't there any Jolly 15s to be in the ground and shoot?
As far as I know, yeah.
Probably should go back with it. Okay, 10 a.m. Oh, wait.
And that means that the hookups for the electrical ovens.
Yeah, she said she had the spare.
That we cycled up the last.
Yeah, she said she got the spare ones. So I don't know if anyone needs power anymore, right? I mean, we've kind of run out of basement power, so no one's in there. Yeah, we've got the baby. But they're quite, you know, as long as they do, you just sort of run it along just past the RCP and into here. So it's been further by saying these piles go into here.
The VIU people, the shelters, they're going to bring, other things that are not animals from the water, right?
Did they eat how?
I don't think these bubbles. Loving things for the city.
But when you contact it,
they're gonna bring items down to the touch tank, but it's not to the animals.
Yeah. But we have the capacity in this area here, should we need to do it.
Yeah.
Already.
Maybe for the next meeting, can we get some posters so that we can take them around? On June 17th, I usually try to get out to the schools prior to the end of school
and give them a copy of
the poster.
Okay.
So,
can you get that?
Yeah,
so here's the so we just have to update this really for this year.
Yeah.
So, good idea, Candy, to do that. So, for the next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
going to
give
a lot of
time.
And this is ready to perfect, right?
Okay.
So, I'm family event with a focus on environmental rights.
That makes it nice and easy.
You just copy change the date and Lloyd and of course. Okay. So I wonder how originally it's good. I mean, we did this properly.
Yeah.
No. I haven't heard from
Tom. Tom teaching test.
Yeah.
Books. Remember Tom had some books or something?
Yeah, she printed a hundred of them, had a little story.
Yeah.
And we were buying them at $10 a piece and giving them up right.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's probably the case.
I think the last ones went to Berwick, but I don't know where they're going. They don't have them now, so it looks like
they're coming back to the door. All right. Move to adjourn. Yes. Take the cross. 7 seconds ahead. Okay. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you on
June 17th.
June 17th.